Riddle Tourniquet, Episode 8.
Why?
This became all about you. Now it's not.
That's it!
You too. Oh, stop complaining. Put a tourniquet on your arm. Don't give him the TQ yet. Communications are still down.
Get the Deus Tristera away from me. I really don't like it being so close.
You have more important problems right now. You ate a very well-connected individual. You are now a threat.
I don't feel any different.
But you are. And we don't have time. When the Pantheon finds out, they will not be happy. You need to show the Cabals you're dangerous and will retaliate if they send the Duke after you.
So I'll eat someone else.
I recommend the Senator. On camera. While I stream it.
You said the internet's down.
It'll be back soon.
I want to eat Jenny.
You get nothing from the dead.
She's barely alive.
Untreated, she has 15, maybe 20 minutes with that hole in her chest.
Just a taste.
I am not watching her die. I chose. Now it's your turn. Her or me.
The Senator it is.
Lovely. Once phone service is back. Oh, yeah, your tourniquet. Here you go. Take him to the hospital. Take her to the morgue.
And take the Tristera away.
I want it here.
No, get rid of it.
If the Duke shows up, we need some ammunition.
Hey, guard friend, you watching us. You got a pen? You gonna write the time on my forehead? The time I got hit? Right. Same to you, pal.
Hard to breathe.
I don't think he'll let me treat you. So, nothing? Just gonna sit there? Mind if I get up? Okay, settle down. Well, I want that pen. Your driver's going slow. Probably to give Jenny some time. When we get there, I want that time written on my forehead. I want them to know they can save my arm. Yeah? You wanna go? You don't think I can take you like this? There's a choice, and you're making it. I'm taking a step towards you. And either we go at it, or you hand me that pen in your pocket. And then I get back on the stretcher. Up to you. Good choice. I'll take it.
Joanne?
Give me a second. Get your shirt up.
Okay. I'm holding the wound shut, though.
I'll be quick. Exhale and pull it off. I have chest seals for you. I have to wipe the area.
Okay.
Come on! Oh boy. Okay. Best I could do. Crap. Slap these on yourself.
Sure, I think I... are a beast.
And you're in compensatory shock. We're getting you to the hospital. Bad news. My right arm's no good. Worst news, I'm right-handed.
Any good news?
The van's automatic. I can get you there. Hang on.
Hey! Hey! I've got a woman shot through the chest! Possible pneumothorax! She needs attention! She has insurance!
You have insurance, right?
Oh, private.
Great. They're coming over to help you. You'll be fine. A few weeks of healing at most.
I know. You're not staying.
I have to get back there.
Your arm.
I can take a few more hours of this. Annette is really good at disappearing, and I don't want hunger getting any worse.
How will you stop them?
I don't know yet, but I'm not waiting another month to find them.
I better see you soon.
You know I can't promise anything.
She's right there!
Get better. Keep the fight going.
To the end.
Find Annette. Charge the van at her. Swerve right. She goes for cover. Nick her before she can get to it. If she's surrounded, duck. Wait for them to scatter, break, roll out. Hope I get her. That's a lot of cops. Probably for the senator. Okay.
Ed! Ed, you can't possibly hit anything with that arm. Easy. He's no threat.
Did you use it?
Use what?
The Deus Tristero.
The what?
I don't know what he's talking about.
You have it?
It went up with all the artifacts in that explosion.
You do have it.
Please, listen. Nuts. He left.
Ed, you idiot.
Officers, I had no intention of using it on the Duke.
He's gone?
Yes, he's gone.
Well, that sucks.
Miss Turla, on the ground.
Why?
You have threatened the senator. You are in possession of a stolen Class 6 object. On the ground!
Fine. Going down.
Now!
Officers?
What?
Are we still streaming?
On Broxdale's phone, yes.
To all the cabals watching, know this. If you come for me... You have been warned.
Listen to the god, and look at what's left of those officers. I cut the feed.
The heck did I walk in on?
We were about to consume the senator and her detail live on stream. Then the Duke showed up.
To stop you, right?
To watch. Honored guest, please eat Ed.
No.
Are you full?
He's useful.
I'm in danger now. The Duke knows I have the Deus Tristero.
Exactly. So give it to him.
You're kidding, right?
I can't read minds, but I think I know you well enough. No gods, no masters, right? The Duke is both. You've wanted the Duke dead as long as you've known about him. So kill him. Or the next best thing, use the god muzzle on him.
For you.
For both of us. You have to admit, he won't be expecting it from you.
Piss off.
I've never heard a human fall for this argument, but I think it'll work for you. Come on. You know you want to.
I mean, I'm not saying no.
One other thing. Annette, could you call the hospital?
We don't have time.
It'll only be a minute. See, with Ed here, he probably gave Jenny to EMS. I'm just curious. Please.
Oh, very well. Yes. Yes, thank you. I'm checking on a recent gunshot victim, Jenny Bitters. Was admitted in the last hour. I'm her partner, Annette Tourla. It's in our records. She isn't? When? No one stopped her? Do you know what vehicle she took? Thank you.
You said you'd finish her.
I did, but she's gone.
Where?
No idea.
Wow. I think this is the first lie you've ever told me.
All right. She's going for Clyde's phone at the Mammon's compound.
I was born there, wasn't I? I don't have a good memory of that.
You know, you could have asked me.
Ed, do you want some motivation? I'm going to the Mammon's compound. You've probably noticed I can't move that fast. Your vehicles can outdrive me. So let's have a race then. You and me, from this spot. You go one way, I go the other. And if you can put the Tristero on the Duke before I reach Jenny, I might not eat her. How does that sound?
Like as good a deal as I'm gonna get.
Fabulous. Annette, put a tracking anklet on Ed so I know where he's going.
Of course.
I could just go to the compound. And with the Tristero. You wouldn't touch either of us.
Which is why I'm leaving now for a head start. Don't let him leave for a half hour. Goodbye, Ed. I'm sure I'll feel it when you muzzle the Duke.
You need a ride to the hospital?
No.
Then get to it. Here's your lockbox. Let's take a drive. I'll give you the code once we're there. In the back.
You see one yet?
Maybe. Three pair poster on the front yard?
Nah.
Cafe sign, officers drink free?
Let me see. Nah.
You'll have to be more specific.
If you'd let me up front.
Nope.
Look, I'll know the right spot when I see one.
Well then. What about that?
Blue Lives Matter flag on a pole? Not on its own.
There's candles and signs around its base.
Huh. Yeah. Alright, drop me off.
Thank you. You have a phone?
I burn her.
I'll text you the code when I'm out of range.
You don't need the gun. You know I could take you out like I took those guards out from the van. But I haven't.
I appreciate your restraint. Have a lovely time with the Duke.
I will.
Goodbye. This is the last time we'll speak, because if I see you again, the next bullet's for your heart.
Good riddance. Alright, thin blue line flag, candles, signs, thoughts, prayers. It's a genuine altar to the Duke. Well, you know what happens if you desecrate one of these.
All people, why do you want my attention?
Hey.
I have someone coming for you. I suppose we have a few minutes together. Is there something you wanted to talk about?
Just a sec. I have to read this text. Four digits. We've been through a lot, you know?
I hardly noticed you until you punched my officers.
That was fun. But we can't play forever, I guess.
You should have your fun while you can. Why don't you kick another candle so my officers can witness it?
In good time.
What is that?
Hunger's at the Mammon compound. The abandoned one, near here. Go. Make it pay. End it.
And what about the Deus Tristero?
It's here. In this lockbox.
Oh.
Damn it.
What you doing there, pal?
Oh, this? Just looking for a ride.
Well, Clyde, wherever you are, I bet you didn't see me breaking into my old job again. Nice they left the power on. Bill's probably auto-paid, and the other Mammon folks are too scared to touch this place.
Hey!
Nobody. All the more for me, then. Hey, Mammon. How you doing? Your altar's looking a little dusty. Whoa, hey! That's the case that had Aradia's shards in it. They just put junk in it now. Paint cans, blow torches, solder? That's disrespectful. Ah. In Clyde's office. Still as humorless as the day he left it. So where'd he put it? Ah! Couldn't hide your phone from me. Decent charge. Okay. Showtime. Oh, fantastic! There is so much here I want, but I gotta go for the prize. Audio files. Bingo.
Thanks. I'll keep this private.
I highly doubt it, but what does it matter?
She could talk? And to him? For how long?
I'll get to the point. I'm looking for an edge at work. There's a guy named Larry who I had to take down a peg to get his job.
With Jenny's help?
Yes. He's coming for me again.
Impoverished creature. Would you like a sugar cube?
Something like that. I have a lot to offer.
No. No, you do not. You have nothing to give.
I have artifacts and influence.
No. I think I'll just give you what you want for free. How would you like that?
Very much so.
You know what I am.
Yes, the beggar goddess, the patron of revolutions. You see the world beyond the social order.
I am an old woman out of time. My life filled with stolen years, my home shriveled, empty, and dust. I get to peek in every once in a while, and I never like it. It doesn't change, you know. The poor never win.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. It's why I'm here, to try again.
You can hear me?
Who is that?
Shut up! I'm talking to my kin. You have questions.
Why hunger?
Why not?
Excuse me, who's hunger?
The most important person in the world.
Not how I see it.
Who cares? Poppet, I hate you. Because you make me see it all. I hate you.
I will do whatever I can to help this person.
Aradia, don't do it!
Spoil sport. Hunger was a joke. A one-shot punchline for Clyde and his ilk. You made me watch it grow.
It was your child.
It was too much of me. I wanted to carve the powerful into good, maybe eat the powerful who could not be salvaged. I wanted them to fear me again. I wanted something to work this time. Anything.
Even a god?
A god? I like the sound of that.
Yes, precious prince. A god, just for you. Your own private godling to keep and nurture and grow large and strong.
Was hunger everything you hoped for?
I don't care. Every time I'm pulled, nothing. Every government toppled, nothing. Every pantheon eviscerated, nothing. What do I hope for? That someone grows up around here. And you never do.
Hunger has hurt more of the poor than the rich.
Why do you live? Why do I protect you? To do what I cannot. To clear my failure from the eternal stain.
How?
You have to stop it. My little one.
However I can.
I'm sorry, I don't know who you're talking to.
Hush! You blood-soaked cretin. Playing the pawn for power no one has earned. Your soul finds only comfort in the corpses of the innocent. I, who am reviled by nature itself, call you monster. In the name of the foulest decadence, soaked in the ichor of children, I grant you a god. I grant you a deity for the loathsome, revolting, pus-struck, degenerate filth you are.
You have some nerve.
You have nothing I want but your final scream at the void, hearing nothing in return. Clyde, oh Clyde, you are cursed forever. My child is in your cup.
Shut up!
I'm glad you're dead, Clyde.
Hello? New god? It's in the cup. Crap.
Oh, what's in the cup? Tea, soda, rum? No. Holy gods! Fire. Fire. Blowtorch in the exhibit. Can't stop me now, Clyde.
Hello, Jenny.
Not now. I figured out how to kill you.
What a coincidence.
I know. Wild.
It was awful to know you. Please enjoy the next life, if there is one.
Thanks. I'll keep this private.
I highly doubt it, but what does it matter?
I'll get to the point. I'm looking for an edge.
That's my mother.
Sure is.
Lay back. Play the rest of it. Play it!
I erased it. It's gone. And now... the audio was on this SD card. Maybe a clever hacker could bring it back. Maybe.
Stop!
Too late. It's unrecoverable.
What did it say?
What if I promised to tell you someday? Would you still eat me?
I haven't decided yet. No. You never tell me.
Hey, you know what this place is, right?
You're stalling me.
I mean, yes. But this is a temple to Mammon. It looks like a corporate office building, but it has Mammon's altar right here in the entrance hall. How about we desecrate it?
You are truly desperate.
How about a battle between the very gods? You think you could win? Let's find out.
Hey, this isn't real. Bring me back.
There's nothing you can do, Roger. This is how you end.
I know who I am, and I am trans. This is not me.
What good is knowing who you are when no one else does?
This is how you want to play it?
In your final moments, Roger, you are a man. And as far as anyone knows, that's all you ever were.
Okay. Long, long ago, a woman was taken in and raised by villains, and she became pretty darned evil herself. And she and her lovers thrived in it. The thrill of theft, the rules no longer applying, the power of money, the ecstasy of the in-group. Until the day she messed up. She cost the villains too much to maintain. So she was banished. But on her way out, she stole one last thing. Some fragments of pottery thought to be important or dangerous, because they had the mark of a forbidden goddess upon them.
Tell me about the pottery.
Brittle clay from around the area of Senegal. Maybe an art project? Maybe a tourist bauble? Who knows? Nobody. because that's how this goddess rolls. She leaves rumor and speculation in her wake. The woman expected much of her. She gathered the components for the summoning, and before a crowd online...
Aradia came! Though she didn't speak to the woman, or her audience, or anyone, believing in her failure, the woman despaired. Her old life was over. Her dream of rejoining the fold would never happen. And she had been humiliated before hundreds of people. And of all that she had lost, the worst was a memory. A memory for nothing. Oh, her old lover came back to her with tales of how it wasn't all bad. Losing memories was sometimes a blessing. She gave the woman hope. And so did the woman's old boss, who returned to her, asking to speak with Aradia.
Go on.
The woman let him for a pittance. Aradia was in a bottle. She left the bottle and the boss together, thinking them the fools. But Aradia was merely biding her time.
Wait. You're doing something to me. Stop it.
And Aradia spoke to him, lambasting him for his villainous ways, cursing him.
I said to stop it. I took away your body once. I can do it again.
And reviling him for being part of the social order. But the world still respected him. Expected evil from him, because the powerful were all villains. They all consumed the poor. And so Aradia asked him, what if there was one who could carve and consume the rich?
I heard the same from her.
A child hungry for the powerful, to soften them up, attend to their needs, to give them what they thought they wanted, to coax them into its maw, and remove them from doing evil on the world. And how would this child feel if it only consumed those it was meant to save?
I had no way to know. She wasn't there. You get that? She kept to herself when we needed her. You and I, Jimmy.
Child was birthed into light, in a building, a temple full of villains, all seduced by its promises. All ran joyfully into a closet where its maw was opened. The child grew so strong that day. It was everything Aradia wanted. A great evil was erased from the world. The child went wandering, but the child would not have lasted longer if the woman's lover had not returned to the empty temple and shut the freezer.
How would that matter?
Because, like its mother, the child was bound to the brittlest of anchors. It was bound to the cubes of ice in the boss's drink.
I can still kill you.
No, it's not happening.
I'll stab you.
You can't make more than sugar glass.
I'll eat your memories. I'll eat them. Why can't I eat you?
I already told you. I'm unimportant. I have no power, except over you and these ice cubes. I've been melting them while we've been talking.
There are so many cubes in there. How did you know which were mine?
Well, I know you've got a good whiskey in there. On the rocks, please.
Because they were amber.
How dare you? You could have told me. You could have given me a chance.
You're way out of chances. You burned everyone and then some. And so, I burn you.
as bad as me, why do you get to live? It's not...
And don't come back. Ever. You're too late.
For what? Hunger, finish her off.
How did you do it?
Hunger was bound to an ice cube. I melted it.
No. I melted it.
Okay, sure.
I need to stay in this business too.
I won't tell.
You? You'd still know. I can't risk it.
I promise.
Because I'm in an unbelievable amount of trouble. I tried to murder a senator in front of her security detail.
I know.
And I lost the only leverage I had. Cleaning up Hunger would get me so much favor.
And it's all yours.
You're just saying that. God damn it.
Shoot me and they'll hear. Good luck explaining that.
I can say I was defending myself.
Let me walk out of here. I go to the hospital. We're done.
And then what? You retire? You know what you did to avoid retiring? I can't have you telling anyone you killed Hunger. I have a reputation. I fix problems.
You do. You did. Come on. You already shot me once.
All right. I don't think anyone would believe you in prison. From here on, you don't speak unless I tell you. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Officer, I've caught someone trespassing on private grounds. Please arrest her. Oh, it's you.
Hey. Hey, Denny.
Did you do what we asked you to?
No.
Well, lovely. I never intended for either of you to die. I thought Ed would save you, Jenny. And he did. But here we are.
What does it matter? We're nobodies. Just let us go.
Jenny, love, you'll always be there for me. And I can't have that. Never again.
Hey, I brought it.
I... No.
For you.
I don't need it.
Too bad.
Ah! Get back!
Crap! A box already unlocked?
Annette!
Jenny, you're next.
Annette!
What?
Just shut up!
She's glass. A statue. Wearing her clothes.
Crap. I didn't know it would work. You're hit again. There's gotta be a medical kit around here somewhere.
Do what you can. I've got pressure on the wound.
That your crew?
No. They followed my anklet. They're, a bit mad I stole one of their cruisers.
I had it under control.
Sure you did. Annette was just gonna let you walk out of here, right?
Crud! Take Annette's jacket for pressure. Your shirt's soaked.
Thanks. Oh. There's some crap in the pockets.
Let me see. Hey, Roxdale's phone. And another tiny lockbox.
Oh. Yeah. Should be the god shackle that works.
One that works? Now we're talking. Hang on.
How did you know Roxdale's pin?
I don't. I know Annette's. Let's see here. She's transferring his funds into her accounts, and, boy, he's got a good contacts list.
Well, I was right. You did use the Deus Tristero. I thought I felt it.
Hello again.
It's just the two of you, in very bad shape. I'll have my officers come in and haul you off.
Just a second.
Pardon me?
I said a second.
Hey. Duke. It's your lucky day. I got shot twice. I may not even last long enough to reach my court date.
Without your little god muzzle, I really don't care about you at all.
You got us, Duke. I only have one weapon left against the cops.
I'm sure. Oh.
Hey, chat. Been a while, I know. I'm streaming from my former workplace, the Washington Mammon's compound.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Slam that hashtag, Mammon Transphobic. It's been a ride, and I have a lot to tell you, but first, check out this other stream, too, while you're watching mine.
Officers, come in and take them.
I think you'll all be very interested in it. Pay no attention to Washington's finest charging in here. The pigs don't want me sharing this. You enjoying it?
Hands on the floor!
Because I have one of the most valuable phones in the world, I have the personal numbers and addresses of every CEO, every world leader, billionaire, venture capitalist, and cabal head, and I am the only one who can stop the upload.
Hands on the floor!
Shoot me and every number goes out on the web. I'm not stopping until somebody calls the pigs off me. You order the cops to let me go, I cut the upload. What do you say?
Phone on the ground! Phone on the ground now!
Okay! It's down!
Take it out!
You're actually gonna hit that thing sometime. Ow. That was loud.
Ed, give me your phone.
I only have the burner. But Annette's phone is in here.
Yes! That's impossible. We got it!
You shot him!
I think you'll find the stream is still going.
Where is it?
I'll talk to your bosses about it. Good job shooting up my phone. Too bad it wasn't Roxdale's. I'm starting the stream again, if you don't mind, on Annette's phone. Hey, chat. Sorry for the interruption. Hope you're enjoying all that juicy contact information. Hey, anyone want that flow to stop? Call them off.
Yes?
Stand your ground. Stand your ground.
We fall back.
No!
We let them go.
Arrest them! Don't even call EMS!
The man says to let them go. Everyone out!
Ignore the man! Let them die. Let them rot. Just don't leave them!
See that, chat? Washington's finest are backing out. I want you to remember this, chat. Make this viral. This is how badly they want my stream to stop. Everyone can see. The cops are bought. They do not serve or protect. They are purchased. Hook, line, and sinker. Remember that, chat.
They can't even hit a phone on the ground from 7 feet. You see how many shots that took?
I guess it's time I did my part. Gotta stop the stream. Thanks, everyone. It's been real. We'll do this again later when I have less of a hole in my chest. Smell you soon. Cheers! Stream's off.
Good call.
I'm not done with the two of you.
Too bad. I'm done with you.
Let me out! Set me free.
Roxdale was going to use that to bind hunger to his vault plane.
So I guess you're not going anywhere for a while.
When I get my officers on you, they will turn your lives into pain you can't imagine.
Yeah, but until then, we're going to leave you here. Locked down, unable to move, unable to stop us or anyone, whatever we do.
Beautiful. I will have you dead someday.
Of course you will. Never doubted you.
Let's get you to the hospital.
Maybe a clinic. Somewhere I won't get picked up.
We'll see. I ain't doing that hot either.
How good's your insurance?
As good as Annette's bank account now.
Ah, heck yeah.
I wish I didn't have to do that to her. I didn't have to go down like this.
Yeah, I guess you too.
It was a lot.
I hear ya.
Nothing to be done. I'll miss her. But hey, I guess we're players again. If we make it to treatment.
I'll take those odds.
Frickin' yeah. Bye, Annette. I'm sorry about everything. Keep the Duke company, okay?
Hey everyone listening, I just wanted to let you know, the God of Police is locked up in a prison. Today we have fewer gods, fewer masters. Get out there, cause trouble, be the hero the villains fear. And as you do so, remember who made it possible. Shout it. Aradia!
Well, it feels good to be me, and that's my reality. After so many years of resistance, sick of feeling down, so I turn myself around. This is who I am, and I'm not sorry.
The finale of Brittle Tourniquet, Episode 8, was written, directed, and edited by Alicia E. Goranson, and performed by the Not Ready for OPSEC players. Starring Soleil Golden as Jenny, Sarah Frost as Annette, Ed Astra as himself, Roel Fizzlebeef as Clyde and Hunger, and Robert Sangria Douglas as the Thin Blue Duke. Featuring KC as SPD, Illyrian Sigil as SPD-2, D. Arbacoscus as the crowd and security officers, and Neil Marsh as Mammon. The van fight sequence was performed by V. Foley and Soleil Golden. The show's theme was composed by Bitblush. The track, Knock Me Down If You Can, by Alexandra Valentine from the album Extremely Loud and Incredibly Gay, was used with permission. And the show's artwork is by Charles Schneeflock Snow. The script reviewers include Michael McAfee, Salem Starship, and Space Wastrel. For more information about the show, see our website, brittletq.com. Thank you for listening to our fun little show. Please continue fighting for trans rights.